This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal and UML Chair KP Sharma Oli discuss government's common minimum programs. Prime Minister Dahal receives congratulations from heads of government of China, India and Sri Lanka. And Red Cross and Red Crescent Society's report says 5.7 million people in Sri Lanka need humanitarian assistance. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda and CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli met at Balwatar yesterday. Prime Minister's Secretariat said during the meeting they discussed various issues including cabinet expansion and the government's policies and programs. A meeting of the top leaders of the ruling coalition on Thursday had formed a task force under the coordination of Chair Oli to draft the government's common minimum programs. The task force prepares to formulate the government's common minimum program within 5 days. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has directed Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paurel not to implement the decision to impose excise duty on mobile sets brought by the Nepali migrant workers while returning home. Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said Prime Minister Dahal instructed for keeping with the previous provision in regards to mobile sets brought from abroad for personal use. Nepali migrant workers have criticized the government's decision to charge a tax of up to 18% on a mobile phone set brought from abroad. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has sent a congratulatory message to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda and has said that the Nepal government and Nepali people had his full support. In the message, the Chinese Premier wished success to the present government. The congratulatory letter sent by the Chinese counterpart was handed over to Prime Minister Dahal by the acting Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Wang Xin, during the courtesy call held yesterday. The congratulatory message reads, China will assist the government Dahal is leading for the economic development in Nepal. The message has also reminded about the excellent bilateral relations subsisting between the two countries and wished it would be further strengthened. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Navin Srivastav yesterday paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda. The Prime Minister's Secretariat said during the meeting held at Balwatar, they talked about further consolidating the Nepal-India ties. On the occasion, Ambassador Srivastav handed a letter of congratulations to Prime Minister Dahal sent by the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremasinghe made a telephone call to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda yesterday. On the occasion, Sri Lankan President Wickremasinghe congratulated Prime Minister Dahal on his appointment to the post of Prime Minister. The Sri Lankan President also expressed a hope that the bilateral relations would touch a new height during the tenure of Prime Minister Dahal. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda has expressed deep sorrow over the demise of Heeraben Modi, the mother of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In a message of condolence sent to his Indian counterpart, Prime Minister Dahal extended deep condolences to Prime Minister Modi and the bereaved family in the hour of grief. The government has initiated the process of procuring vaccines for booster doses against COVID-19, citing increasing COVID infection cases in neighboring countries. Chief of the Vaccine Division of the Health Ministry, Sagar Dahal, said the Health Ministry had formally written to the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization to provide booster doses. He further said the alliance would provide vaccines to Nepal under the COVAX facility. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamichane has instructed the police personnel to leave no stone unturned in providing services to the general public. Inspecting the police headquarters at Naksal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Lamichane said that his ministry was always ready in creating and facilitating an enabling environment to elevate the morale of police personnel. Minister Lamichane directed them to implement the policy of zero tolerance against corruption to end impunity and ensure general people's easy access to police services. He also instructed Nepal police to put in place a special action to eradicate hooliganism, tax evasion in custom point, smuggling and irregularities, as well as the sales and distribution of narcotic drugs. The newly appointed Home Minister urged the police institution to deliver without anyone's pressure and influence while enforcing law. The minister was welcomed by IGP Dheeraj Pratap Singh and senior police officials. Meanwhile, the Nepal Police has formed a five-member probe committee under the coordination of Deputy Inspector General Pooja Singh to investigate the rape and murder of 13-year-old Nirmala Pant. DIG Singh is currently working in the Central Investigation Bureau, CIB. She had also been deputed in the previous investigation in the murders. The committee formed under the Home Minister's direction comprises Superintendent of Police Kamal Thapa, Inspector Dhirendra Rokai and a doctor as well. They have been mandated to initiate investigation process in a new manner. On the very day Home Minister Ravi Lamichane assumed the office, he had informed that he would make utmost efforts to cater justice in Nirmala's rape and murder case. Panta was murdered in the year 2018. Preparations have been made for the grand inauguration of the newly constructed Pokhara Regional International Airport. The Pokhara Regional International Airport is going to be officially brought into operation on the 1st of January 2023, that is tomorrow. It is on Sunday. The Pokhara International Airport Civil Aviation Office said Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda is scheduled to inaugurate the airport amidst a grand ceremony. The Department of Railways has said the detailed study of the Kathmandu-Kerung Railway project has moved ahead. Department's Director General Rohit Kumar Bisural said a Chinese team that arrived in Kathmandu on Monday had started the work on the detailed study of the railway connecting the federal capital with China. The department said it would take 3.5 years for the study of the Kerung-Kathmandu Railway. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies has said more than 5.7 million Sri Lankans are in need of humanitarian assistance. The report says Sri Lanka is facing a complex emergency characterized by high inflation and a worsening currency, food insecurity, shortages of fuel, and essential healthcare services. The report said the crisis had been deepened by a serious reduction in domestic agricultural production caused by a failed agricultural transition to organic farming. A Myanmar military court has sentenced Aung San Suu Kyi to a further 7 years in prison, taking her overall jail time to 33 years. The country's former democratically elected leader has been under house arrest since a military coup ousted her government in February 2021. The UN Security Council called for her release last week. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal and UML Chair KP Sharma Oli discuss government's common minimum programs. Prime Minister Dahal receives congratulations from heads of government of China, India and Sri Lanka. and Red Cross and Red Crescent Society's report says 5.7 million people in Sri Lanka need humanitarian assistance. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.